welcome to another episode of the Millennium Power Podcast, where I am your host, Kenny. And on this podcast, we empower, impact, and encourage. And today, I am very, very excited because today is like a very spontaneous slash sporadic slash prophetic type of broadcast. There's not really a title for today's broadcast, but on today's broadcast, it's going to be a revelation for 2019 that I have, and declarations for 2019 that I have. And it's going to be more of a short, simple, and sweet type of broadcast, but it's going to be super powerful, clear, and concise. So I was just sitting one day randomly on my mom's couch, and, you know, God began to speak to me. And, you know, sometimes when God speaks to me, that's the moment for me to start writing down what he's speaking. So this particular moment, like, God was really speaking to me about 2019. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a child of God, just to get the preliminaries out of there. I do hear from God. I do listen to God, and I do communicate with God. So I'm going to read to you the revelation that God gave me. And it reads as follows. Those last few seasons set you up for victory in this next season. In those seasons, you kicked, you screamed, you even gave up, you made many mistakes, you had many losses, experienced blurred vision, experienced distorted hearing. You felt like you were in the midst of a confusion. Everything that transpired never made sense. Through all that you went through, you still kept your faith and trust in me. Even when you were ready to quit, give up on me, you couldn't. Despite the circumstances, you remained faithful. Because you remain faithful, I'm taking you into a season of my grace, my goodness, and my favor. This season is going to get you ready and prepared for the season of the overflow. It's like I've taken you out of the prison. You're currently in the halfway house, ready to be fully released into your freedom. And that season is called transition. I have you in transition for where I'm taking you. Where I'm taking you is filled with so much weight and my glory that you have to be equipped. Humble yourself, deny your flesh, discipline yourself, pour into yourself, ready yourself for a major experience. I'm erasing your past, your mistakes, and your failures. When the transition is over with, you won't even look the same. In this season, budget yourself in all capacities necessary. Be sold out for me. Stay in prayer, my word, praise, and worship. Be consistent and persistent. Push, but pace yourself. Get ready, because what you're about to experience and what I'm about to do is about to blow your mind galore. Sit back and enjoy. And it's so crazy because I feel like the past like 5 years, I've been experiencing nothing but turmoil, struggle, the pulling of teeth. Like, literally, I've just been feeling like that I have, like, literally just been really just not really experiencing joyful moments, not really experiencing, you know, what God called me to experience. Like, I feel like I haven't been experiencing the overflow. I feel like I've been getting the bad deck of cards. I've been getting dealt a horrible hand. And so I literally had just been making up in my mind, this is my winning season. I'm not going to let the enemy defeat me. I'm not going to let the enemy win. If I got to literally just like literally stay on like task, and if I have to literally, if I do have to kick and scream, which I've done before, I'm going to see the victory. I feel like I've lost so much. I've lost myself, I've lost my time, and I just can't do that anymore. So Lord, I'm expecting you to do some miraculous things. I'm expecting you to do some big things. I'm going to see things that I've never seen, things that I've never heard before. God, you're going to literally, miraculously work on my behalf. Like, and that's just what it's going to be. I'm not settling for less. I'm not compromising. I've done that too many times. I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord. And for me, 2019 is the year that I graduate college. You know, I was supposed to graduate in May of 2019, but now with me having to take off a semester off in the year of 2017, that pushed me back one semester, but it's still in the year 2019. And it's like, Lord, I know that, you know, some things were my mistakes and some things weren't my, and some things weren't my mistakes. So this is the year, God, that you have to manifest. And I'm not putting myself on hold. I'm not adding an extra semester. Lord, I believe you to literally work with me, work through me through this last year of college, these final moments. And I'm like, Lord, I can't play. I have lost so much time. I'm not about to sit up and waste time. So now it's grind time. Lord, I'm believing you to literally give me the resources that I need. Lord, work on my behalf. And when I tell you, we're not even like even halfway through the month of January 2019. God has miraculously been working on my behalf. And I'm not going to announce my blessings. I'm just going to continue to let God work and let God manifest, because that keeps you humble. When you don't announce what God is doing, it keeps you humble, because you know you want to share to the world what God is doing. But God is like, no, I'm about to move and work in silence, so that when I get you to where I want you, those people that will try to come for what I am doing, they won't be able to do that, because you've moved so much in silence, not knowing that you have added weight onto yourself. There's weight on this foundation. This thing is solid. They can't move this. And then this, when I reveal this, which what I am doing, they're going to know that it was nobody but God. So then in that revelation, they won't be able to tear down what God is doing. So you have to I'm about to literally speak some declarations. And these are declarations that I spoke over myself. I said in 2019, I will not be lazy. I will not procrastinate. I bind all of these things. I will not wait to the last minute. I will not be settling. I will not compromise. I will always stay in prayer. I will always stay in worship, because times past, the enemy tried to muzzle my mouth, muzzle my praise, muzzle my worship. And I felt myself high and dry, not hearing from God. But I was the one who was needing to put the wood on the fire that God had already lit. And the enemy was trying to pour water on my fire. But I'm turning that thing up in this year. I'm going to challenge myself financially, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically, academically, and intellectually. I'm going to make myself a student of the Word of God. I'm going to make myself a student of the area that I'm pursuing. As far as career-wise, I'm going to do ventures that God gave me. I'm not going to hinder myself. I'm not going to be my own hindrance. I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to pray and seek God. I'm going to worship Him and I'm going to pray throughout the day. I'm going to pray at night. I will not. And if I miss a time of prayer, praise, and worship, I'm going to hold myself accountable and I'm going to make myself get into I'm going to make myself get into prayer until I feel like I broke what I needed to break in prayer for that time being and the time that I missed. I will not be lazy. Too many times have we found ourselves with all this passion, these goals, these visions, these aspirations, but we slept on ourselves. And I have a podcast that's talking about sleeping on yourself and investing into your vision. No, we have no time to do that. If you're not noticing all the things that are happening around us, the government's been shut down. We have a lot of crazy things happening politically, naturally, socially. We have a lot going on. And in this season, you have no time to play. You need to stay on your face. You need to stay in the Word. And you may not feel like you fully understand it, but there's like 50,000 versions of the Bible. Prayer is just simple communication with God. You talk to Him, but you repent first. You give Him praise. You give Him thanks. You repent. Then that's when you talk to God. You let Him know. You be real. Like, God, I'm experiencing these things. I need you to work on my behalf. Like, God, I'm experiencing some of the most traumatic things, but I need you to work on my behalf. And I believe, and you know what? In 2019, stop going to God with just your problems. Start speaking to God who He is. God, you're a provider. God, you're a way maker. God, you're a mind regulator. God, you're a healer. God, you restore. God, you're going to do this. God, you're going to overflow in this area in my life. God, you're going to help me be a steward over my finances. God, you're going to help me be a steward over my time. God, you're going to help me be everything that you called me to be. And I will not lack. I bind the spirit of poverty I bind the spirit of just lack and all of that. You have to literally let that thing flow at your mouth. Encourage yourself. Preach your own sermons. Stop trying to depend on others. Depend on yourself. Depend on God first. And you work, but only in His will. Do the things that God wants you to do. So I declare that 2019 is going to be one of your most successful years. I declare that 2019, God is going to literally open up your eyes and you're going to walk in your visions. Your visions are going to manifest. I declare that this is the year that you shall not be lazy and procrastinate. This is the year where you shall have self-control and discipline yourself and hold yourself responsible and accountable of the things that you have planned and set out for this year. This is the year where you're going to experience not only your plans, visions, goals, and dreams manifest, but the overflow and supernatural power of God. You're going to experience that. I speak that, declare it, proclaim it over your life. I declare that you're going to literally walk into just everything that God has for you. And even if you lost, you won't even, people will not experience your loss. You go take your L's behind closed, just how you go move and win in silence. You go take your L's in silence. You go take your losses in silence. You ain't got to make an announcement, make no social media posts. You literally take it for what it is. You learn from it and you move forward. 2019 is about to be one of the best years of your life. I declare it. I proclaim it. And I decree it. And you know what? Normally, before we start off with a quick word of prayer. But it's just, I said this broadcast is spontaneous, sporadic, and prophetic. So we're going to end this with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here on today, Father, on this broadcast. God, we thank you for, Lord God, opening up our eyes, oh God, enlightening ourselves within ourselves for the visions that you have created within us, God. We thank you, Lord Father, for allowing us to, you know, be able to assess the revelations that you have given us. So, Father, with all that you have given us, God, we just say, Lord God, we're just going to be concentrated on the things that you have for us, God. We're going to go forth, oh God. We will not compromise, Father. We will do everything that you have set out for us, Father. But in all of that, God, we're going to believe you for what you spoke over us, oh God. What you prophesied over us, God. God, we just declare that you're going to move. You're going to work. God, we're just going to be here with you, God. We're going to stay planted. We're going to stay grounded. We won't let anything separate us from the love of Jesus. We will not be lazy. We will not procrastinate, but we will walk in the will of God. We will walk in the character of God. We will walk in the presence of God. Father, we will seek you more than we've ever sought you before, God. We will pray unto you more than we've ever prayed unto you before, God. We will humble ourselves, God. We will turn from our wicked ways, and God, we will hear from you, God. We will hear from you, God. We will hear the instructions, the insight, and the advice that you have for us, oh God. We will obey you, oh God. And even in the mistakes or the failures that we may have or may do, God, we will repent. We will humble ourselves and repent, God. And we're going to literally make your name great. We're going to mention the name of Jesus. And all that we do, all that we say, all that we think, Jesus is going to be mentioned, God. For you are the CEO of our lives. You literally have control of our lives. So we offer ourselves unto you, God. And God, I declare this shall be the year that all my listeners, Lord Father, experience miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Lord God, this will be the year that eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it enter into the man heart of man, God, what you have in store for my listeners, God. I silence the mouth of the enemy concerning their lives, God. I declare, Father, that the muzzle shall be removed. Their voice will matter. They will speak what God is saying. They will listen to what God is saying, and they will apply to their lives what God has spoken. And I just declare, we bind the distractions, confusion, tension, Lord God. We declare that our minds are going to be on you. We declare nothing but atmospheres of glory, positivity. God, we will not give the enemy what he wants, but we will move in wisdom, we will move with passion, and we will move with haste. And I declare it to be so. And this will be the greatest years to the opening up of the best years of their life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.